Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Thank you for joining us. Elderly Instruments in Lansing has been selling stringed instruments in Lansing's Old Town for decades. Most visitors to that part of town are familiar with the old brick building they occupy. That's changing now, though. And Scott Pohl is here with more on how Elderly Instruments is changing its look. What's going on, Scott?
Well, Mark, I heard recently that Elderly Instruments is having a huge mural painted on the front of the building by California-based artist Jennifer Springman. It turns out that Elderly owns more than just the big building on Washington Avenue we all know about. They also own the attached building to the north. That's where the mural is going. I went there to meet the artist and Elderly Instruments public relations specialist Lily Werben. She's the daughter of founder and owner Stan Werben. She says the idea is to add some color to the west end of Old Town.
The Old Town culture is up and coming currently, and we wanted to not necessarily be the forerunners of it, but definitely keep up. And we wanted to show our current customers and new customers what we have inside and what we can offer to the community, which is music.
You know, I think that lots of people, when they hear there's going to be a mural on the front of Elderly Instruments, if they haven't been up here recently, they're thinking of the taller, more upright, older-looking building, not even aware, frankly, that this is also part of Elderly Instruments. It would seem to a lot of people to be the building next door to Elderly Instruments.
Right. Well, we added this building in the early 90s, but we're also finding that a lot of people are confused and a little upset about us changing the front of our store, but, you know, we are definitely not changing the face of Elderly. Our original building is going to stay looking original, but the mural will be to the left of the front and will span the entire building.
How big is the mural going to be?
60 by 15.
A lot of the buildings in Old Town have interesting artistic facades. Were you hoping to get into that, I suppose you might say, frame of mind where you would fit in with some of the other buildings that people are getting familiar with here in Old Town?
I think that having a mural on the outside of a business is a good way to interact with the community, no matter what type of business it is. I think it's just a perk of our original plan, but it doesn't hurt to be a part of the up-and-coming culture of Old Town.
Well, as I walked up, obviously the front of the building has been painted with what you might call a base coat, I suppose, and the mural is starting to go up. What did this facade look like a week or two ago?
It looked like an old brick building.
Just exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Or is.
Yeah. It didn't look like much, you know, and people walked by and didn't really notice it at all. So, and I think that's interesting that even just a base coat was getting people's attention, you know, just a little bit goes a long way around here.
All right, well, you have selected artist Jennifer Springman for this project. How did you find her?
Well, she's my cousin.
Well, that helps.
Yeah. She's always been a talented artist. I mean, since I've been around. And she and my dad cooked up this cool new project, and I just got to be a part of it after the planning stages were finished. But we're lucky to have such a talented artist in our family who's capable of doing such a huge project in such fine detail.
Well, being family, other than the materials, I assume this is a free project and it's not costing you anything, right?
Oh, I don't think that's true. But she gets free help from her cousin, so that'll
help.
There you
go. Excellent. Well, let's bring Jennifer in here. Jennifer Springman, I wanted to ask you what appealed to you about this idea of painting a mural here. I assume you've been here before since your family.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when I was 9 years old, I was, you know, making a couple extra bucks filing, you know, papers at the elderly office. So been around the repair shop, grew up, you know, I'm here all the time. So when Stan approached me about doing something, you know, and we were looking at different walls and, you know, what could we do? I mean, I was super excited about it. It's music and, you know, stringed instruments are you know, an artist's dream to be able to work with as far as the material. So that was good. And normally I'm a graphic designer, so I'm used to working with clients, doing what, you know, some producing something that's for them. But this is like equally, you know, an artistic expression, and brings that into my work, which is awesome.
Well, as I stand here today, it's a preliminary work. What I can see so far is the outline of the Elderly Instruments logo. There are some birds, and a guitar, or what will become a guitar, is starting to go up. What else are we going to see on this mural?
So one of the requests was we wanted to, you know, as much as possible represent what Stan's got in the store. So, and he's got everything stringed. So we've got an electric guitar, we've got, you know, a Martin guitar here, acoustic. We're gonna have a ukulele, a banjo, and then we actually are gonna have a life-size silhouette of a five-man band all playing different instruments as well on the other side. So, and then all of the various elements that are collaged together, like the patterns and various ornamentation, are all things that relate to instruments. Like, the birds aren't just random birds, they're the birds from the neck of a Fender electric guitar. So it's, everything has meaning, and I think the music culture, like, already people have noticed that and pointed that out. The herringbone pattern is a Martin guitar pattern, and people have noticed that. So the people that are going into the store are picking up on those details and getting really excited about it.
So far, I see just three colors. Will there be more?
There are five colors in this design. So we've got them all. Of course, yeah, there's only two colors, or three showing right now. In some blending, but mostly it's, you know, it's very graphic representation of the instruments. So
we're talking with Lily Werben and Jennifer Springman about the new mural going up on the front of the Elderly Instruments building in Old Town Lansing. Jennifer, you've worked with some pretty big name clients. According to your website, people like Coldwell Banker and the Ritz-Carlton. How does a project like this compare with other projects you've worked on?
Well, I mean, those are, it's funny, this is much more artistic. Like, those are great. I love graphic design. I'm passionate about that. And I love sort of taking what people have as their vision for their brand and making that happen. But what I really get excited about is when it's something that is benefiting the community. And I talk about that a little bit on my website. Like, I want to be able to use my creative talents to make a positive influence for communities, for people. So this type of project is, you know, this is like a dream come true for me.
Well, along with being professionally rewarding, working with family, I'll bet, is quite meaningful to you, having spent time here even as a child.
Absolutely. And I personally am not musically inclined. I get me and my mom, we're the sort of the outcasts in the family. We don't have a singing voice. We don't play any instruments. And we're always around all these musical people. So it's a little bit intimidating. So to be able to come in and contribute and get involved with elderly in such a big way has been really rewarding and exciting. And my mom was out here on the first day too, helping put the grid up. And she's coming by this afternoon. So it really is truly a family project.
How long do you think it'll take you to complete?
Now that is the question, isn't it? I think that's the first question everybody asks me. I'm going to guess 2 to 3 weeks. It could end up being 5 to 6. I'm really not sure. It's a big project, you know, not a lot of people, not a lot of hands, and it's this brick is not the easiest thing to paint on, that's for sure. So, you know, we'll see.
I want to ask you about the materials you're using, the kind of paint you're using, and the reason I ask is if you have any sense for, considering the Michigan winters and so on, if you have any sense for how long this might last, how frequently it might need to be touched up.
Oh yeah, we did a lot of research, and we talked to some of the other muralists who did some of the other Old Town murals, and what we decided, and we talked to O'Leary, that's where we got the paint, and we ended up going with solar ceramic, which is a acrylic-based paint. And I mean, it's lifetime guaranteed paint. Granted, this is a mural, it's not just the side of a building. So I'm expecting to have to do some touch-ups, but I'm hoping it makes it a good 10, 15 years before that needs to happen.
All right, now you've told me you're not a musician, but I do see earbuds hanging around your neck while we talk. I'm going to assume that at least part of the time you're listening to music. I'm also going to project that you're listening to music that at least in some fashion involves strings. Mm-hmm. What have you been listening to while working on this?
Well, actually, we started out when we first came here, the first weekend, it's just this past weekend, we went to, Stan runs a banjo camp, and which was a great way, it was sort of a happy accident because the timing was always up in the air, where we got to go to this thing the first weekend, and basically like some of the most talented banjo players in the country were all there, and they did this big concert. And talk about a great way to get like pumped up to start this project. It was really cool, and got to talk to some of them and tell them what we're doing, so that was really cool.
Well, I know that longtime Elderly Instrument customers and people who frequent Old Town will be excited to see the finished product, this new mural going up on the facade of Elderly Instruments in Old Town, Lansing. Lily Werben of Elderly Instruments, thank you.
Thank you so much, Scott.
And we've also been talking with California-based artist Jennifer Springman, who drew the design and is doing all of the painting. Maybe not all of it, most of the painting. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Scott. I really appreciate it.
For Current State, I'm Scott Pohl.